Don Meehan joins us now. Don, how you doing?
I'm good, Sid. How are you tonight?
Pretty good, pretty good. Say hi to Elliot. He gets lonely sometimes. And he didn't.
Hi, Elliot. How are you tonight?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Good, thank you.
I'm going to ask the layperson question to you, Don. Are you and PK mad at the Habs?
No. We understand that, you know, the mechanism of arbitration is an option under the collective bargaining agreement, and I think we all understand the nuances of a CBA and understand each other's respective rights, and we act accordingly under the rights of the CBA. So, no, the answer would be no.
Don, do you expect this to get settled before there is a hearing Friday morning, scheduled for Friday morning?
Well, you never know, really. We have, I think there were 23 filings this year, and I think to date, 21 of the 23 have settled. So the process, really, the arbitration process, in my view, is suggestive of settlement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think history dictates that. But I'm not sure in relation to our case on Friday. It's too early to say.
The other question I wanted to ask you is, there is, and this is all rumor, and you can tell me whether it's correct or incorrect, that you guys and the Canadians are really struggling to get a long-term deal done. Would that be a fair characterization?
I think anybody struggles in relation to a long-term agreement these days for several reasons. One, we have a changing landscape financially. We have to be in a position, both sides have to be in a position to predict where our cap is going. So the best we can do is look back to 2004-05 and use a component that we have. And we've averaged between 6 and 7% increase in revenue. So you try and project that out as best you can, but it's much easier, if you will, to come to terms on a shorter-term agreement than a long-term agreement. But essentially, that becomes a little difficult in terms of analyzing all the considerations, both on the club's end and our end, in terms of the cap, the player's performance, increased revenues. There's a variety of factors that make it much more difficult on a longer-term deal.
So if this does get settled before Friday morning, we shouldn't expect it to be a long-term settlement?
Well, again, it will all be subject to discussions that that Montreal and we will have prior to the hearing set for Friday morning.
Okay.
When are you guys scheduled to talk next, Don?
I would expect that when the Montreal contingent comes into Toronto for the hearing, I would assume that we would speak sometime on Thursday, tomorrow.
Don Meehan, who represents PK Subban here on Primetime Sports. Don, from PK's perspective, I mean, like you said, this is the process. This is how the CBA looks. We all understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, this becomes a little exhausting to a player that has accomplished what he has, I would guess. Is that a fair characterization?
Well, he's a pretty determined young man. And as you know, we went through a post-entry-level contract on a two-year basis, mm-hmm, 2 years ago. So he understands the system. And realizes the complicated factors involved in trying to do a long-term deal. He's not the kind of an individual that would sit back and become discouraged. He's a pretty determined individual. So maybe more exhausting for the lawyers involved, but not so much for him.
The lawyers get paid on an hourly basis,
do,
though, so that's good. That's good for the lawyers. Does he have, Don, like, I'm curious about him as a client. He's pretty quiet about it. He says he leaves it up to you. But, you know, some players, they leave it in their hands, their agent, who calls them and says, I think we're about done here. But there's other clients who say, look, this is what I want. I don't want to be contacted until it's basically what I want. Which is he A or B of those kinds of clients?
Well, Elliot, every client is different. They all have different wants and needs and objectives. And at the end of the day, really, as counsel, we do take instructions. We provide all the necessary information and the advice that we can. But at the end of the day, the client gives us instructions, and we act accordingly.
What is the most important thing to him?
Well, I think as a player, he wants to succeed, and he's absolutely determined to to excel and to succeed and to be a part of an organization and be proud of a community. I think all those factors are very important to him and factors that I think he's demonstrated very well throughout his career in Montreal.
Don Meehan represents PK Subban here on Primetime Sports. Don, no one doubts both sides want to get something done before Friday, but some of the numbers we are hearing today, there is a big time difference in terms of where both sides want to be. Is there enough wiggle room here to get it done in less than 48 hours before the hearing?
Oh, there's always enough time in that respect. In terms of this negotiation, we've been at it for some time now. Both sides have worked very hard. A number of people on both sides have contributed their thoughts and theories and views in relation to this whole process. So I think through a collective means, through everybody contributing, there's always time to do that. Yes, there is.
Don, a couple of years ago, you guys did Erik Karlsson, who was coming off a fantastic season and a Norris Trophy season. How does the term and the Karlsson deal compare to the Subban deal?
Well, that's really why we have an arbitration process. Everybody might take a different view in relation to the process, and counsel invariably will on those particular issues. One of the major distinctions would be that Erik went from entry level into mm-hmm. a longer term deal. Mm-hmm. PK, in his case, came off an entry level contract into what we call in our industry a bridge contract for 2 years before then negotiating a longer term deal. So that's a major distinction between both players. Both players are outstanding players, I'm sure that we'll have discussion about Erik in relation to this process before the end of the process.
Is it important, Don, to you and PK that by average annual value, he becomes the highest paid defenseman in the National Hockey League?
Really, we haven't approached it in that respect, that's not something that he's instructed us to attend to. When you get down to an arbitration process, this becomes really, in many respects, a statistical analysis, and it can be different than a negotiation that you're having with a club. They're two different, really two different venues. But he's a remarkable player, and he has a remarkable presence in Montreal, and I think Montreal acknowledges that, and we're all trying to do our best to see if we can come up with something that makes sense from both sides' point of view.
And I think that's the key thing that, you know, all the Canadiens fans would be curious about here. You know, PK did a really interesting interview, I thought, with Sean Fitzgerald of the National Post. It's in today's papers, and it was online last night, mm-hmm. where he talked about he has thought about the possibility of playing for his hometown team, the Maple Leafs, and nothing would give a Canadiens fan more of a heart attack than seeing that. I think the biggest question that they all have is there anything to worry about here? Do we have to worry that this cornerstone player will not be ours long term?
Far too soon to have any thoughts of that nature, really. We have a long period of time before PK becomes an unrestricted free agent, and really our objective is to concentrate our best efforts in trying to reach a settlement with Montreal on a longer-term contract.
Has anyone in any way, Don, broached the subject of offer sheets to you?
You know, if they did, I wouldn't disclose that in any event, because what happens in circumstances of that nature is that clubs will ask for your confidence in relation to dealing with issues of that nature. So I wouldn't be in any position to disclose anything of that nature.
Fair enough. Don Meehan represents PK Subban here on Primetime Sports. Don, you've been in plenty of arbitration hearings, some of them respectable and cordial, and I'm sure others that were the complete opposite of that. Mm-hmm. How damaging potentially could something like this be for PK and the organization if you even get to Friday?
Well, we take a very healthy attitude towards the process, and I know PK does as well, and I believe Montreal does or has the same intentions in that we understand it's a professional process, that we have to respect each other's rights under the CBA, and we have to act accordingly. This isn't an issue whereby we want or Montreal wants anything in that hearing to be taken personally, and I'm sure they don't have intentions of that nature, because if they did, that would only prove to be damaging towards their long-term interests, and we feel the same way. This is a professional process governed by the rules of our CBA, and we all have to act accordingly.
Don, you've had a lot of high-profile cases, whether it's free agency, arbitration. I mean, you remember Curtis Joseph in Toronto and a couple of the negotiations with him. There's so much attention. I'm curious, this one, Subban and the Canadians in the social media age, how has this been different than or any in any way similar to some of the other cases you've had?
Well, it's been similar in that, fortunately, he happens to be really a remarkable player, an outstanding player, and a very popular player in Montreal. And I think, as you've indicated from the fan reaction, he's extremely popular in Montreal. So as a result of that, and as a result of Montreal's success recently, that would command more attention. And, of course, we all know about hockey in Montreal and the fans in Montreal and how popular it is within their city. So it just simply commands more attention, and as a result of the team's success and his success, he commands a great deal of attention.
Don, final question on my end. You know, they say Howard Stern is the king of all media. I can't turn on a channel or go on Twitter and see links without seeing your client in them over the last 48 hours, probably longer. PK is in the public eye. He's doing a lot of things, his charitable work, and just he is out there. I wonder from your perspective, considering how sensitive this time is, do you wonder if something just gets misquoted? If there's something out there in regards to his relationship with the Habs that just leaks out through the media and it's taken slightly out of context? Because he really puts himself out there. Does that worry you at all?
Well, so far, so good. So far, so good. We haven't had any incidents of that nature, but I think that goes for any client that we have as far as social media is concerned today. But I think the very fact that you mentioned that he's out there really is good for the game. It's great for our game. It's great seeing players that can bring that kind of enthusiasm to the game. And I'm happy to see people like yourself in the media say, look, it's prevalent. He's out there. He's popular. I think that's good for everybody. It's good for the Montreal Canadiens. It's good for our game.
Good for
you. I agree with that. Yeah, I'm good.
Don, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Good talking to you, fellas.